Chapter 21. Ashore. Abby! Abby! You have to get up! The next thing I see is light. A very bright light. I open my eyes. Where am I? What happened? I sit up, cough, and notice Lana kneeling beside me. Finally, she says, her eyes squinting in concern. How do you feel? The last thing I remember, we were underwater. And now it's just me and Lana on the beach. I'm so confused. How did I get here? My family brought you up, and then I pulled you onto the beach. I'm still a bit dizzy and disoriented. Wait a sec. I'm on the beach. Jonah's not. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Where's my brother? She hesitates. He's, my heart stops. He drowned. He drowned, and it's all my fault. Plus, I was so mean to him today. I was awful. He was just being his totally awesome, fun self, and I yelled at him. I try to breathe, but I can't. There he is, she says. What? He's alive? I jump to my feet and spot him hopping his way down the beach. Jonah! I shriek. You're alive! I throw my arms around his neck. Of course I'm alive, he says. I was just getting myself a snack. I'm starving. He's munching on French fries and mustard. Glad you're finally awake. I let go of his neck, even though I don't want to. How long was I out for? A few hours. What happened? Either we didn't take enough potion each, or the recipe wasn't exactly right. I hug him hard. I'm so sorry I was mean to you. I'm sorry I made you do all the work, he says. Wanna fry? The mustard isn't as awful as you'd think. Sure, I say. Me too, Lana says. What time is it, I wonder. Almost 10 a.m. I look at Lana in surprise. It's 10 o'clock, and you're still alive. She nods. I am. And you can talk. She nods again. Nellie reversed the spell and gave me back my voice. That's amazing, I cheer. We did it. We fixed the story. Everything is back the way it was. Not everything, Jonah says. What do you mean? I ask, munching on another fry. Jonah's right. The mustard isn't that bad. He motions to Lana. She still has legs. He's right. She does still have legs. What happened? Nellie wouldn't let you have your tail back? She's making you stay on land forever? I thought we had done so well. Did your dad cancel the date or something? Lana shakes her head. No, that's not it. She offered to give me my tail back, but I told her I didn't want it. Huh? Why not? I love my family, but I don't want to leave the surface. Prince or not, it's my home. I love to walk and dance, and I really love sunsets. And shoops, I mean shoes. And books, and paintings. And have you tried a cheeseburger with mustard and that yellowy American cheese? They're amazing. I nod. She goes on. And even though I have my voice back, I have another voice now that I'm not ready to give up. I don't understand what she's talking about. You have a second voice? Yes. Thanks to you, I can write. And that's given me a whole new voice. I want to stay on land and write stories about the world under the ocean. I want to write books about mermaids and share them with humans so they don't think merfolk are make-believe. I would love to read those, I say. Is your dad okay with you staying? She nods. He said he was going to miss me, but he also gave me these. She opens her hand, and I see the diamond ring, the emerald earrings, and the bracelet. They belong to my mother. He told me I can sell them and buy a house with a big dock so he and my sisters can always visit. That's amazing, I say, throwing my arms around Lana in a hug. Everything worked out.
Almost, Jonah says. We still have to get home.
Oh, no! If it's almost 10 here, we only have 2 hours to get back, and we still have no idea how. What are we going to do? I ask.
It's all taken care of, Jonah says smugly. By me.
But, Jonah, we're sitting on the beach, not in our basement.
Not for long, Jonah says,
and then he points to the water. In the distance, I see the 5 mermaid sisters, plus Nellie, plus the king. She's finally awake, the oldest mermaid says. Hi, guys, Lana yells. She splashes out into the water and hugs them all. Aw, we got them back together.
Carolyn made us more underwater potion, Jonah says. She made double just to be safe.
How does that help? I ask. We don't live underwater.
Nellie's cauldron is underwater. It's going to take us home.
But Nellie isn't a fairy, I say. Is she? He shrugs.
She said she could do it.
She did? Did you have to trade her something?
He shook his head. She said it's payment for reintroducing her to the king.
Oh, if being a judge doesn't work out, maybe I can be a matchmaker.
When do we go?
Now!
I look back up at the palace. Should we say goodbye?
I say goodbye for both of us. Carolyn said she'll miss us, and she promised to teach Lana how to cook.
Don't worry, Lana says. I promise not to make shark.
And Vivian packed up all her stuff and put it in your suitcase.
Whose suitcase?
Your suitcase! The mermaids gave it back.
Oh, great. What about the stuff inside the suitcase?
They gave that back, too. Lana put your necklace around your neck when you were sleeping. I tried to do it myself, but that clasp is really confusing.
I reach up and feel my necklace. Thanks, Jonah. Thanks, Lana.
No problem, Lana says.
I gave Lana's sisters my Kadima paddles, Jonah says. They seem to really like them.
That was sweet of you, Jonah. I turn to Lana. Lana takes the cup of potion, spits in it, and then hands it to me.
I'm going to miss you, too. Thank you for everything.
I chug the still-disgusting potion and then give Lana a tight hug. Your stories are going to be amazing.
Thanks. I can't wait to write them.
Jonah gives her a hug, too.
I'll see you tomorrow, everyone, she calls to her family. Have fun on your date, Dad, but don't make any trades, okay? And I'll miss you, Abby and Jonah.
We wave. Here we go. With one hand, I hold onto my brother, and with the other, I hold onto my suitcase. Just like when I came, but now with extra yellow clothes. I dunk right away. Sometimes you just gotta go for it. This time, when we go underwater, the ocean is alive with activity. Mermaids and mermen everywhere. Everyone's busy swimming this way or that. It's like we were dropped in the busiest aquarium in the world. I wish we had more time to explore. Maybe we'll come back one day? When we arrive at Nellie's house, everything looks different. Maybe because it's bright outside. Or maybe because she did some spring cleaning of the skeletons and stuff.
Thank you,
Nellie whispers to me. I try not to stiffen as she gives me a hug. Because we reintroduced you to the king? I ask.
Yes, and because you were right. Instead of changing my own life, I wanted everyone to be as miserable as I was. I was a coward.
We hug all the sisters, and then we are ready to go. What do we do? I ask, eyeing the bubbling cauldron with a little bit of fear.
Just swim right into it, Nellie says.
We won't burn?
You shouldn't.
But I don't understand, I say. I thought only fairies could get us home.
I am a fairy, she says.
Huh?
We thought you were a witch, Jonah says.
A witch is a fairy who does bad things, she says. See, it depends what you use your magic for.
Aha, that makes sense. I look toward the cauldron.
We can't both fit in, I say, not together.
I'll go first, Jonah says.
I'm not letting you go alone, I say.
Then hold on to my foot.
Okay, I say. I grab hold of his very wet sneaker with one hand and the suitcase with the other. Ready? I ask.
Ready, he says. Hold on tight.
He swims right toward the cauldron. It squeezes, but doesn't hurt. I close my eyes and trust Jonah to get us home.